Good evening. Welcome to the Rita Channel. This is Rita Strau coming to you live from my 1970s basement in Cinnaminson, New Jersey. Hey, doesn't matter where I'm coming from. I'm coming to you right now in a spirit of love and connection and feeling this urge to really move forward. I have had a radio show in the past called Talking Angels that I hosted with my good friend Michael Gross. He may call in tonight. I don't know what's on his agenda, but hopefully he will. And also, I have this extremely beautiful, wonderful, exciting news to announce. I'm opening up a center in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and it's called Divine Being Spiritual Fitness Center. It's a small space where we could gather for groups, for sessions, for whatever we need. It's time for us to learn how to reconnect again and how to teach each other through coming together in community. I've always found that when I get together with other people, that my burdens seem lighter. And I know that we do that for each other. And it's a healthy thing. It's a healthy way to be. So I'm opening up the center. I'm going to be putting more information out in the weeks and months ahead. And I'm hoping that if you're in the area, if you're in the South Jersey area, and you're looking for some inspiration, some support, like-minded people, a feeling of connection, that you'll connect with Divine Being Spiritual Fitness and with me and with whoever comes, because it's a magical place where we learn and we grow and we evolve. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Rita Strau. I'm a spiritual teacher, advisor, counselor. I do Reiki. I do energy healing. I work with individuals one-on-one and in groups. And the work is evolutionary. It is about learning who we are, trusting in ourselves and our highest potential, and leaning, really learning how to lean into the forces that surround us that most of us walk around kind of unaware of on a day-to-day basis. It's a lifestyle. Now, you might think that a lifestyle means you have to change something. Well, with this lifestyle, it's really not so much changing anything about who you are or what you do. It's about adding something to it. It's about remembering who you are, coming back to that place of knowing and using it in your day-to-day life, in everyday situations, in the decisions that you make, and in the ideas that come floating through your mind during the day. It's learning to recognize where they're coming from, whether they're coming from a place of fear, anxiety, or whether they're coming from a place of inspiration and wisdom. So much of what we call thought is really information and energy that's kind of shifting and moving through the universe. And we are energetic beings, right? So part of our role here as human beings is to engage with the part of us that is energetic, to tie the two together in a way where we become a kind of a bridge between the unseen and the seen realms. Now, some people may think that as a human being or as a being living on Earth, you know, you just have this limited capacity. Obviously, you're born, you grow, you mature. Hopefully you'll have some fun during this life. And at some point, this life will come to an end. There's not many people that I know that have lived beyond, say, 120. and I don't even know anybody who's lived beyond 120, but I know quite a few who've lived to 100. The point is that as we go through this life that we have here now in front of us, the day-to-day life that we have, we're asked and challenged to rise to our highest potential. And it's not something that's a burden. It's actually something that you can look forward to. It's something that you can engage with. And it's something that fulfills us to the point where we do feel like we are living our fullest life. Now, even if you're not doing anything spectacular, like today, I took some time to just throw in some laundry and I took it outside because it was a beautiful day and I hung my clothes on my clothesline, which I absolutely love to do. It gives me so much joy to hang clothes on a clothesline. It's something about being outside with the trees and the fresh air and the sunshine and the beautiful bright blue sky. But when I do that activity, I feel peaceful and I feel happy and I feel tuned into something that's beyond me. It's life, life itself. Life itself is moving through each one of us and it's asking us, calling to us every single day to see the potential in each moment, the potential for joy, the potential for creativity, the potential for love. It's all there waiting for us in every single moment. And even though we have jobs and we have families and we have responsibilities, some of us are working through health challenges right now, relationship issues, maybe you're in a financial crisis. You know, these are the things that actually every single human being has working kind of against them, I guess is how you might look at it. But I've changed over the last 10 or 11 years. I don't see these things as working against me. I no longer feel as though I have some forces that are out to get me or that I'm battling back against some darkness. I actually feel like these things come to me to poke me and to prod me and to get me to see what's in it for me in this experience that might be labeled as something difficult or dangerous or even negative or scary. There is something in there for me. Every time I look at a situation that's happening in my life, I'm looking at it through different eyes now because I have awakened, because I have become aware of myself as a divine being, which we all are. We are all divine beings. So as you listen to this conversation I'm having right now with myself, but with you also, it's about learning how to adjust. And the topic for tonight that came up is called Giving It a Shot, Ending Hesitation. And I want to tell you how I came to that. I've been trying to get myself to the point where I feel ready to reemerge. When the pandemic came upon us last March, I had another center that I was holding classes at in Cinnaminson called Just Breathe. And I recognized immediately that it needed to be shut down because we were no longer able to gather safely. And when that happened, there was a shift, as it happened for all of us, a shift to a different mode of communication, a different way of interacting with each other, where once I was always surrounded with so many people and really enjoying that camaraderie, the friendship, that connection of that one-on-one in interchange with each other, even the physical contact of just seeing someone, hugging someone, laughing with someone, sharing a meal with someone. As you know, it all came to a grinding halt. We kind of were forced inside. And through that process, I think each one of us came to terms with some of the things that we're dealing with in this life, like our own mortality. Really, thinking about it from that perspective, all of us were scared for our lives. We immediately had to switch into survival mode. So many of us rushed out to get food and supplies, and it caused this huge deficit in these resources that caused somewhat of a panic. There were long lines. There were food lines. I don't know if you remember the things we saw on television last year, but there were lines for miles for people getting food supplies, and it was scary. It was very scary. It's still a little testy right now, but you know, I think we're coming around to a new understanding with what's happened to us. For me personally, it was a going inside, and it almost felt like a relief, to be honest with you. I felt relieved that I could finally take somewhat of a break because I had really been burning the candle at both ends, trying to get too much done, trying to be everything to everyone, and in that process, really putting my own health and happiness kind of on the back burner. Because even though I was on a spiritual journey and I was learning and evolving and enjoying the work, there were aspects of it that felt like a drudgery. There were aspects of running that center that felt like I was running this huge business, and it really wasn't a huge business, but it had so much activity. I felt wrapped up in the mundane. I felt weighed down by the administrative tasks. It actually made me feel less joyful when I was trying to enjoy the work of my heart. And so when everything came to a grinding halt, I stopped and I realized I had been pushing too hard. And we changed course, you know. We canceled all of our classes. Everything kind of came to a standstill. But I made a commitment to continue to do one class that I do every month. It's called Awakening with the Angels, and I typically do it every day of the month, but I decided I was going to bump it out a week because I was away on vacation in Florida last week visiting my son and just spending some time in the sunshine, a much-needed break from the craziness that's been my life for the last few months. I also have a cleaning business that I've been running for 10 years, and I had to come to some terms with that as well. If you know me and you've heard my stories from the past, you'll know, and my co-host Mike from Talking Angels will tell you, it was just a point of conversation for a long time. It was exhausting. And I would constantly say, gee, I wonder if I should be in it or out of it. I could never seem to decide what I wanted to do. And I was really asking God, the universe, source, to direct me as to what I should do. I never quite felt ready to make that decision, to end one thing and go full force into another. I hesitated for a long time to make a decision, but I learned in that process that I wasn't ready for that decision at that time. What has happened to me over the last year and a half has been a complete reawakening, a new beginning. It's something that I think I could have never predicted. I don't think any of us saw what was coming, that we would be forced to go inside for so long, put in a position to take a step back from our activities and reconfigure our communications, how we keep in touch with one another. All of that acted upon each one of us in its own unique way. Some of us thrived under that whole situation, really enjoying this idea of not having to leave the house. And some people, it just sent them totally anxious, crazy, upset, depressed even. There are so many different reactions to what we went through, but we have to recognize that it happened. It happened for a reason. It happened to press the brake pedal on life for just a moment so that we could really stop and look at ourselves and look at who's around us and appreciate everything that we have going on in our lives. It's part of the process of awakening to recognize when you're feeling a certain way, to notice and honor your emotions, to check in with yourself, and to pick up on things that are going on with your body, to notice how your body is reacting to certain stressors. And for me, I felt like the universe was really trying to get my attention when just a couple of months ago, my supervisor, who was running my whole team, and it's not a huge business, the cleaning business, it's just a small handful of people, but she suffered an injury in her home that took her out completely, no longer able to work. She had to take, she had surgery. She's still recovering. We all rushed to help her, but this happened along with a couple of other things that all sort of brought to the forefront what it is that I need to do next. And it was a decision I had been hesitating on because I didn't feel ready. And the universe, I believe, found a way to like click together a couple of different scenarios so that I would be pushed or tipped over that tipping point. Because, again, if you know me, I take a long time to learn things. I'm what you call a slow learner. I do. I take my time with things. I don't want to rush. I don't want to make a mistake. I have perfectionist tendencies that tend to slow me down. So there is always fear of the unknown, and yet a longing to move forward in faith and trust and know that I'm going to be taken care of. So with the culmination of all of these events that basically led me to this decision to exit the cleaning business, once I made that decision, or it was kind of made for me through what happened, I felt a tremendous relief. It was something that I don't think I've ever experienced before. You know, when you're making a change or a transition from one state of being into another, or even say from one relationship, from a relationship to no relationship, from a job to a different job, from a job to no job, from no job to a job, all of these changes that affect our day-to-day life, when it's happening to you, it can feel like you are just in a whirlwind. The emotions that come with the, you know, the fear and the anxiety and just the wondering what's going to happen next. A lot of people actually come for sessions because they want to know what's going on in their lives. And what's really interesting about connecting with someone spiritually to their spiritual support team of angels, guides, and other beings of a high vibration, what's interesting about it is they always get the higher perspective of what is happening currently in their lives. Whenever I do a session with someone and connect with them, it's all about what's happening now. And there is some information that comes for the future or what to look forward to or what you may expect. But for the most part, the guides and angels are really primarily interested in how you're feeling right at this very moment. So guidance is very, it's topical. It's topical to what is happening right now. And you fold that in with what's happening collectively and within the universe, within the planets and within the entire universe. There's layers upon layers upon layers of waves of energy and change and shifts and movements and trends that come through. We think that it's just happening to us, but it's happening to every single person. So as we work together in community to help each other move through changes with grace and ease, we are lightening each other's burdens. We're coming together and we're sharing it from a perspective that comes from a higher place. What I'd like to do before I get into talking about ending hesitation is just take a minute to connect as a channel. One of the things that I do, this is, again, I had a spiritual awakening about 11 or 12 years ago, maybe longer now, where I started talking to angels. I know it sounds crazy. I'm a bit skeptical about things to begin with, but when this happened to me, it was unmistakable and it was real. And over time, the angels broke open so many other things for me, just cracking open that shell and letting more and more spiritual gifts, wisdom, information come through. And I believe that each one of us has the capacity to open up to another side of ourselves that we typically keep closed off, and we can access that information and we can use it to learn, grow, evolve, change, and move towards a way more fulfilling life. This is what we're here to do. So let's take a minute to breathe in and breathe out. Allow yourself to rest in a feeling of peace, tranquility. Help yourself feel very settled and grounded. It's helpful if when you breathe, you can feel your body, like really experience feeling it from the inside. Notice the weight of your body, how your head sits atop your neck, how your shoulders are right now. Are they bunched up around your ears? Can they relax and push down a little bit? Are your hands clenched in fists, or are they loose and relaxed? How's your spine? How's your back? How's your legs feel right now? What's going on inside your stomach? How are you feeling? How's your breathing? How's your head? How's your eyes? Think about your body like it's a being, because it is. Notice the body. Feel the body. Take another deep breath. Let it roll through that breath. You know, the thing that I found most interesting when I first started connecting with guides and angels is the fact that the breath is what is used, the breath and the imagination is what is used to connect with these other realms. So for those of you who don't know anything about psychic work or psychic development or connecting with anything that's non-physical, it starts with breathing. It starts with the body settling in. That's why even with meditation, it's important to find your posture, to feel that you have no tension or stress anywhere, to kind of put yourself in an alert state where you're relaxed but alert. This is where it comes from. You have to learn how to breathe, how to posture yourself, and how to relax into this feeling of peace. Because the information is there. There's always answers to your questions. There's always guidance. So take another minute and breathe in. Appreciate your body. If there are any areas that are tense or tight, just kind of send a mental signal to relax. Take that moment. Just savor it, you know. I'm going to take this moment with you to just savor some relaxing energy. Let your breath flow through you freely and use your imagination to envision breath like some kind of a cloud of light that just flows and swirls and comes into your body. And it's not following the course that you think it's following. Like when people used to say, take a deep breath in, I would like picture it flowing down into my lungs and stuff. Now when I breathe in and do this kind of work, when I breathe in light and energy, and it's almost like it floods my body. It's not something that's connected to the organs in my body, but it can be. But when you're breathing in and out and getting into a state of relaxed receptivity to receive information from higher realms, you're asking your body to relax, be receptive. So let that light energy fill your body. Let your breath be the conduit for light energy to flow into your body, up to your head, all the way through all your arms and legs, your fingers and toes, through your body. filling the whole body. Let yourself radiate now with this white light. Fill your whole body with white light. That's it. Breathe in again. Now let it start to kind of exude from you. So let your aura light up. Let that brilliant white light energy flow into you and radiate out of your body, and let it contain other colors like blue and green and purple and yellow and orange and red. And just let yourself become iridescent like a soap bubble with all those different beautiful colors swirling around, and let it expand. Let yourself feel full, happy, satisfied, relaxed, expansive, loved, supported, free, peaceful, sweetly loved and held. That's it. Now just take a second. Hold it. Feel how peaceful you are right now. This is what it's about. It's about learning to connect with that part of yourself that's always there, that's always ready, that's always listening, and that's always wanting nothing but the best for you. Now let's talk about the topic tonight, giving it a shot. When we think about what we want to do and we hesitate, sometimes at the very moment we're about to engage and we pull back out of fear, we're giving into a feeling that can sometimes interrupt our lives in more ways than we know. I had one time sat down because I got some wisdom that came in about being prepared. And this is how it came in. I wanted to do a YouTube live video. So I turned it on and I turned the camera on myself, and I took one look at myself and I said, "Ugh, you do not want to be seen like this." I had just woken up. My hair was a mess. I don't even know what I had on. The lighting was bad. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, gee, you know, I think if I'm going to make some kind of a public appearance, I should get prepared. And that was it. I started to feel tingles all over my body. I could feel like this flood of information coming in. So I just grabbed a notebook and a pen and I just let it flow. And it was all about being prepared. Be prepared to be seen. Be prepared to be successful. Be prepared for the answer, yes. Be prepared to be engaged. Be prepared to be wealthy. Be prepared to be healthy. Be prepared to be loved. It was all these things following the word be prepared. And it just kept going and going and going and going and going. And I was like, what is happening? This is a wisdom download. This is telling me that if I want anything in life, I need to prepare myself to receive it. Many times we ask for things, but we don't really believe we're going to get it. So we don't set the table, you know? If you were inviting people over for dinner, you'd be damn sure you're going to set that table, right? You're going to clean your house. You're going to set it up. You're going to go food shopping. Think of all the things you do to prepare to just have someone come to your home for a meal. And you wouldn't do any of that for a great dream that you want to manifest. What are you doing to prepare for it? The hesitation comes in. There's this feeling of I'm not ready, or what if it's not good enough? What if I'm not good enough? What if nobody likes me? What if nobody's interested? What if I don't have anybody who really wants to spend time with me and talk about this kind of stuff? What if I'm the only one who feels this way? What if I'm all alone? Right? Sometimes we feel that way. Well, ending hesitation means giving it a shot. It means taking a swing. You're standing there. You're holding the bat. The pitcher's winding up. Here comes the ball. What are you going to do? Are you going to hesitate? Or are you going to take a shot? Are you going to swing and hopefully hit it? Are you going to swing and maybe miss it? Are you going to be sad if you miss it? Are you going to be upset? You know, if you're playing baseball or softball, you know that's part of the game. You just accept that that's part of it. You could strike out. You may not hit that ball. You may look like a fool. You may get hit by the ball. You might get injured. But guess what? You're standing there and you're accepting those terms. Life is no. Every single one of us who wakes up in the morning, who puts on our clothes and walks up and begins living that particular day, just whatever you did it today as an example, every single one of us, every single day, is stepping to the plate and picking up the bat and looking at a pitcher and waiting for that ball to be thrown. Every single one of us, there's no way to avoid it. You can't stay on the bench. If you stay on the bench, you're not going to be living a life. You're going to be sitting on the bench, hiding yourself away, trying to keep yourself from being hurt. But you know what that does? It keeps you from living too. You got to be prepared to be hurt. You got to be prepared to be injured. You got to be prepared to be angry. You got to be prepared to be disappointed. Just as I was getting that message about being prepared for all these wonderful things, it's pretty useful to actually be prepared knowing that something might not work out. Because in that way, you become fearless. You go, you know what? So what? I don't care. I don't care if I strike out. At least I got up there and I took a swing, because you know what? I can't hit a home run if I don't stand at that plate. And there's no use to me just sitting on the bench. I'm not helping my team. I'm not helping myself. What am I doing? What am I doing here? What's the point? It's at that point when you notice that you're hesitating, when you notice that you're not willing to take that shot, that you have to check in with yourself, ask your guides and angels, how can I take a baby step? What does it mean to take a baby step? You know, a baby step is actually the topic of the talk, or not, Awakening with the Angels class next Thursday on the 28th. Quick plug, not a plug, but if you're interested, if you'd like to register for the class, it's a Zoom class that I'm doing next Thursday, the 28th of October at 7 o'clock Eastern time. It's going to be through Zoom, so everybody can, no matter where you are, $10. It's cheap. I think it's cheap for an hour and 15 minutes of some transformational work. The best part is there's going to be a bunch of other people there, and we can see each other, and we get a chance to talk. You'll get a chance to unmute yourself and participate. I'm a big believer in participation, but the topic for that is baby steps, and we will talk about it at that class. But this is about ending hesitation, bringing yourself to that point where you know you need to move past procrastination. You have to move past evaluation. You have to move past ruminating on things. You have to move past analysis. You have to move past the fear that something bad's going to happen, or that it's not going to work, or that you're not ready. Just do it anyway. If you fail, you fail. You know what happens when you fail? You learn. What happens when you learn? You evolve. What happens when you evolve? You ascend. And what happens when you ascend is, just think about the word ascend for a minute. You get a higher perspective. This allows you to have an unbelievable amount of compassion and patience for this world, for the people in your life, and for yourself. It's so wonderful to ascend to a place where you actually can see the truth beneath the illusion. And what I mean by that is, once again, each one of us has taken a physical form for this life. We are incarnated in physical form. If you're listening to me right now, you have a body and you have ears, right? You might also be disembodied. I don't want to leave you guys out. But the point is, you're here. You're here now. You're here for a limited time. You're in physical form for a limited amount of time. What are you doing with your time? When are you going to be ready? When are you going to get ready to step to the plate and take a swing? If you've been hesitating and you're unable to just do something, the guides and angels have advice for you on how to do this. First of all, you have to take into account your feelings and your emotions. You can't really move past something if you haven't come to terms with the emotions behind it. Emotions are motivators. That's why they're there. They're almost like a signpost for you. So when someone does something and it triggers something in you, maybe some anger or resentment, hatred, even good things, joy, happiness, fulfillment, when these emotions come up, they are a clue. You have to stop and ask yourself, what is it in me that is reacting to that? Why is it when someone says something to me that makes me feel like I'm stupid? Why does that set me off? Do I need somebody outside of myself to accept me? Why am I such an approval junkie? Do I need approval all the time? Am I constantly seeking approval from everybody? And I can't get it. And that makes me angry and sad. When you end hesitation and you move through, you're moving through your emotions. You're moving through the things that are stopping you from taking that leap forward. And sometimes, I know for me, it's the I'm not ready yet, it's not perfect. It can't happen yet because it isn't all wrapped up in a neat, tidy bow with every single detail figured out. I have learned that life doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, we very rarely get something completely all wrapped up, neatly, ready to go. If you think that's how it works, you will be disappointed. You will find a reason to complain, and complaining is a very low vibration, so you don't want to do that. But when you're giving it a shot, you're stepping up. So the first thing you should do, too, is congratulate yourself on actually having the guts to do that, to step up. I did it. I woke up. I showed up today. Every day that you show up at work, congratulate yourself. I did it. I made it. I'm here. I motivated myself enough to actually get up out of bed, take a shower, feed the animals, have some breakfast, get myself ready and go. I made it. What happens from there is just the next thing to deal with. Because you know what? As you ascend in your evolutionary journey, as you continue to monitor and work with yourself, you're working through the emotions. You're finding the root causes. You're going back and asking yourself a lot of questions. Self-introspection is what this is all about, asking yourself the question. And then if you feel like you've hit a wall, and I've done this with the cleaning business, again, wanting to get out of it but not wanting to get out of it, wanting to leave it but fearing I won't have another source of income when I know there is a river of abundance that runs through this world that is constantly full to overflowing, and all you have to do is dip your toe into it. I know this because I've been given wisdom downloads in the past, and it's happening right now. In fact, this entire talk is just completely coming from somewhere else. I open myself to channel, and this is what happens. Information comes out that's helpful and useful to people all over the world. And I'm excited and happy to share it because it lifts me up. I need to solve my problems. And if I can solve my problems publicly with all of you, if I can do that and not be afraid of my own vulnerability, of my own failures, of my own mistakes, I can do it. And you can do it too. None of us is perfect. You know, when you look at pictures on Instagram or Facebook, or you look at posts, and there's even been studies done to show that it's so harmful. It's making people compare themselves to these unattainable standards. Those are the things that are the illusion, okay? Look at how many people use filters now for their photographs because they don't want to be seen as they actually are. There's been movies made about this kind of stuff. What was it? Surrogates, I think. There was a movie. But this is the world we live in right now. We live in a highly technologically advanced society, and there are some places around this world that don't have access to any of that. And there are some who have more than they can handle of it. It runs the whole gamut. And we're all in this together right now. Each one of us right now is in this world together. And the way we find our way, the way we find our path, is through emotional evolvement, understanding, reaching up, reaching out, and asking for help. It's not that hard, actually. If you can just imagine in your mind, if you close your eyes right now, close your eyes, take a nice deep breath. Here you are sitting on your chair, on your bed, or wherever you happen to be at your office, doesn't matter. Here you are. You think you're here just for this one thing. You're just listening to Rita on the Rita channel. And you might be enjoying it, or you might be saying, this lady's full of crap. I'm turning her off. She annoys me. I don't care. It doesn't matter. That's none of my business how you feel about it. But if you can close your eyes for just a minute and imagine right behind you, you have all of your ancestors. So this is every grandparent, great-grandparent, aunts, uncles, cousins, people you've loved like family. You know, these are your ancestors. These are the people that come forward with you in every life, who were there with you in previous lifetimes, who support you, who see you as an extension of themselves. So they have a vested interest in your emotional, spiritual health and evolution. Your fitness, your spiritual fitness is important to your ancestors. You can call on your ancestors for help. You can ask them to support you in the work that you want to do going forward. I know that when I started out in the world, I worked a lot of different jobs, but I spent 25 years in corporate America. And I can honestly tell you, while I did enjoy it and I met a lot of great people and had a lot of fun, and it was thrilling, exciting, and stressful at the same time, I never quite felt like I fit there. Something about it just didn't feel right to me. There was something weird about putting on a suit and doing the hair and I don't know. I kind of felt like I was playing a role, like a dress-up doll, like a Barbie doll going to the office, you know, with her little briefcase. And that's how I felt about it. It was kind of a fun little fantasy that I did. But it didn't feel like me. And I longed for some kind of physical work. And if I look back at my ancestors, I come from an Italian heritage. Both sets of my grandparents came from the Abruzzo region in Italy. Both sets of those grandparents, as far as I know, as I've been told by my parents, who are no longer incarnate, they were laborers, farmers, builders, working with the hands, growing things, building things. That's my ancestral heritage. Somehow inside of me, I could feel that bubbling up, and I knew that there was a path for me that involved something physical. I would have never picked cleaning. And that's, again, like, this all happened as I was having the spiritual awakening like 10, 11 years ago. I started to get this feeling like I don't belong where I am. Something's not right. And the cleaning business just happened to me. That's a whole other story, but I didn't ask for it. It happened to me. And when I took it and accepted it, more came, and it was easy, and it just grew. It grew quickly, easily, and I found myself really enjoying it. I found myself enjoying it so much, it almost seemed crazy that I could make money doing something that I enjoy this much. Each one of us is like that. Behind you, you have your ancestors pushing you forward. They're here to assist you, to see you grow, to be the best you can be. You don't have to do what's in your ancestral lineage, but there's a strong connection sometimes to certain types of things like work or talents like music or art or whatever it might be. There's something that comes forward from the ancestors that is beautiful and just gorgeous to kind of tap into and allow them to assist you. They're behind you. Above you is the higher self. There's this aspect of you that exists at a much higher frequency, dimensional reality, I guess you could say. It's the wise part of you that already knows what you came here to do, that assisted with your team before you were born to kind of lay out some of the challenges you might experience in this life. That's above you, and it's always accessible, and it's always ready to help. Above you also, and to the sides and all around you, are your angels. The angels are the ones who kind of woke me up, got me moving in the right direction. But you have them too. Everyone has angels. Angels are beings of light who live to assist us in fulfilling our evolutionary journey here on Earth. They come in with us. They're there before we're born. They're there after we pass. But they're here the whole time. And they try very hard to get our attention. They will do things, leave signs for us. And the more engaged you get with them, the more fun you have in this life. Trust me. They make it fun. Do you need a parking space? Ask your angels. Boom, there it is, right around the next corner. Do you need anything? You just ask them. Just ask them for anything. And you know what? In the beginning, you don't even have to believe. Just ask and they'll start proving it to you. Trust me. You'll get signs. And then all around us at all times, we have each other and we have the friendships that we've made. So as you sit here and you think it's just me here, it's really not. It's you, it's your ancestors, it's your higher self, it's your guides and angels. There are ascended beings like the people that a lot of people pray to, Jesus, Buddha, you name it. There's so many of them, even ancient ones that come from what we call mythology, like the Greek and Roman gods and goddesses, Celtic, Norse. These are beings, if they've had any kind of connection to the human experience, as an archetype or as something that someone once prayed to or asked for support, they are very real and they are very available. All of them are here too. There is this process that we go through of shedding doubt. Doubt is the biggest impediment to being able to live this kind of a lifestyle where you're just really in tune with yourself and feeling yourself move along a path with grace and ease, even when you hit obstacles. There is nothing to fear, really. Ever, because we are divine beings, right? We are eternal. There is life after this one, but the point of this life is to fully inhabit the body, have a relationship with your body that's healthy and strong, productive and constructive. one where you value it and interact with it in a way that helps it feel like you love it, because it'll have its own agenda. If you don't love the body's going to get your attention too. We have so many layers. You know, as a Reiki master, when I'm working on someone, there's so many things that come in from all these different layers, the mental body, the emotional body, the physical body, the astral body. There's connections that we have to past lives, to things we've experienced. There's karma that follows us forward that needs resolution. Each life is like, it's like a master course that we design before we're born. And we come down here almost like ignorant of it, and we have to fulfill it too, or we're going to repeat it. It's kind of like school. You know, if you don't pass the grade, you're bound to repeat it again. So the things that challenge us right now are the things we need to dig into more. And if you have a situation that's causing you to hesitate, you don't want to make a move, you're afraid, dig into it more. Try to understand where that fear is coming from. Ask yourself some really pointed questions and work with your guides and angels. Personally, over the last year and a half, I've been using tarot cards, and I find them extremely helpful for helping to kind of tease out some of the information that isn't immediately apparent to me. And if anybody wants to receive a reading, please get in touch with me. My website is imadivinebeing.com. This is the website that I use for the work that I'm doing through Divine Being Spiritual Fitness as a spiritual teacher. I think I am going to be developing another site just basically called ritastrau.com to make it easier for people to find me, but it's all the same thing. I'm here for you if you ever need anything. I am a spiritual counselor, which means that when we sit down together, we connect on a whole different level. We invite in your guides, angels, and your spiritual support team, and any benevolent beings of high vibration that are here to assist you. And I open as a channel, and they drop information into me that I can communicate to you, whether it's a healing, or sometimes they actually will speak. Sometimes it comes through like information that's like a psychic would get, you know, visions and things like that. It's a spiritual language that needs to be learned, which I've learned and I'm still learning, because it's like any language, it takes development and time. I see that we're coming down to the final couple of minutes, and I think when I put this out there, I did say that people are welcome to call into the show. So I'm going to be setting up more shows that help us have these kinds of conversations. I want you to feel free, if you're listening, to call in, you know, to give me a chance to talk to you, to give you a chance to voice any thoughts you might have on what we're talking about that night, or even if you just want a quick read, a quick answer to a quick question. I'd be more than happy to open up and channel an answer for you. So feel free to do that. Again, my website is imadivinebeing.com. My name is Rita Strau. I'm a spiritual teacher and a healer. I'm an open channel, which means I can receive information from all kinds of beings. It's not unusual when I do groups and we gather for the energy of the group to actually call in or support me being able to hold a particular spiritual advanced master, like Kuan Yin come through many times. Some of the other guides and angels who've come through are like Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Metatron, Sandalphon, and they come through, and they come through for you. They come through with information and energy and attunements, which help you become more visible to them on every spectrum of the dimensional realities that we live in. Because we're not just living in this reality, we're living in multidimensional. I know this was a lot of information, and I did a hell of a lot of talking over the last 45 minutes, but I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight. I look forward to the next show on the Rita channel. I'll be putting these out probably weekly. See, I'm hesitating because I'm afraid that I'm going to make a commitment that I can't stick with, but I'm going to do it because my guides, I've asked them for help, and they prompted me to do this tonight, and they're going to prompt me to do it probably next week too. So stay tuned, subscribe. Eventually I'll have all the social media stuff that you can find me, but I'm not even worried about that right now. I want you to feel loved. I want you to feel held. I want you to feel supported. And the angels are here for you right now. Let them embrace you. Let them give you their love. let yourself receive. Open yourself to receive the love and support of this bountiful universe. You are loved and you are beautiful. Always remember that. Thank you so much for being part of my experience tonight. In gratitude and love, I thank you. Oh, shit. Help. Okay.